Tens of thousands march against anti-Semitism in London, including ex-Prime Minister Boris Johnson. By Breitbart London on November 26, 2023. London, AP, tens of thousands of people including former UK Prime Minister Boris Johnson gathered in London on Sunday for a march against anti-Semitism, a day after large crowds turned out for a pro-Palestinian rally. Johnson was joined by UK Chief Rabbi Ephraim Mervis and other senior government officials at the march to express solidarity with the Jewish community. Organisers billed it as the largest gathering against anti-Semitism in London for almost a century. Marchers waved Israeli flags and Union Jacks, and held placards reading "Never Again" is now and "Zero Tolerance for Anti-Semites." Sunday's march was organised amid concerns about rising tensions sparked by the Israel-Hamas war in Gaza. Anything which is associated with the Jewish religion now feel that they're under attack and they have to look after themselves, have their own security, said Malcolm Canning, 75, from London. I never thought this would get to this stage in this country. And it's very, very upsetting to see it. Police detained Stephen Yaxley Lennon, the former leader of the far-right English Defence League, at the march. Yaxley Lennon, more widely known by his alias Tommy Robinson, was among crowds of counter-protesters who clashed with police during an Armistice Day march in London earlier this month. Police said that he refused to leave after he was warned about concerns that his presence would cause harassment, alarm and distress to others. Gideon Falter, the chief executive of Campaign Against Anti-Semitism, said that the rally came after weeks of pro-Palestinian protests that had made the capital a no-go zone for Jews. He said that anti-Semitic incidents in the UK have surged since the war began, and condemned what he called appalling placards seen at the protests, including ones showing a Star of David thrown in the bin with a caption that says "Please keep the world clean." On Saturday, tens of thousands of pro-Palestinian protesters marched to demand a permanent ceasefire in the war. Police said the majority protested peacefully, but 18 people were arrested for offences including suspicion of inciting racial hatred. The Stop the War Coalition, which organized Saturday's rally, stressed that those taking part oppose racism, anti-Semitism and Islamophobia. During the November 11 Armistice Day demonstration in London, pro-Palestinian protesters marched peacefully. But far-right counter-protesters whom police described as soccer hooligans clashed with officers trying to prevent them from attacking the march. Organizers of Sunday's march said that it was the largest gathering of its kind since 1936, when hundreds of thousands of people blocked a planned march by the British Union of Fascists through a Jewish neighborhood.